Okay, I'm here with Hester at the Islington Museum. Hester, would you like to tell me what you're working on today?
I'm investigating the Victorian poor for a school's presentation that's happening next week. Local primary schools come in and we give them presentations about various aspects of history in Islington. And these ones are doing the Victorian, so they want to talk about the Victorian poor and Victorian children.
And how do you think you can keep history, like Victorian history, interesting for young people these days? I mean, obviously, you know, often they can find it quite boring. Is there a way to kind of liven it up?
Well, we try to incorporate lots of images into our presentations rather than words, and do lots of object handling. So we'll get objects from the museum out, and they can have a look at them and sort of try and discover what they are and talk about them, which makes it more interesting for them.
And how long have you worked at the museum now?
About 2 months.
And why did you first get involved?
My youngest daughter's just started at primary school, so I haven't been working for a while, so I just wanted to do some volunteering to get back into sort of work mode. And I'm quite interested in museums and art galleries, so working here is quite interesting for me.
And what have you learnt about the local community that you didn't already know before?
Just the huge amount of history there is in Islington. I've only lived here for sort of 3 years, and I'm constantly finding out things about the local area and what's going on here and the sort of people that have lived here over the years, and it's just really interesting.
And what do you think, and what in your opinion is the most interesting thing that you have here in the museum? Is there anything that really grabs your attention when you think about it? See, actually, we've got, is that a bust of Lenin I can see over in the corner there? Is there anything in particular that you find really interesting?
It's all really interesting. I quite like all the stuff about the water, because I live in the square where the reservoir is, so I find that quite interesting, the way they brought all the new water, new river in, and the reservoir, and brought fresh water into the area.
And when was that?
1700s, 1800s.
Sorry, I'm feeling like I'm giving a history test here.
A long time ago. Yeah. It was Hugh Middleton who started it, and I think that was in the sort of 1600s, 1700s.
Yeah. And have you got any events coming up over the next few months that you're quite excited about, or anything that's happening here at the museum?
We've got an event for children. I like to get involved with the children's events. In a few weeks' time, they're coming in to make Victorian Christmas cards. So they'll be sort of doing all the cutting out and sticking things, which is always fun.
Okay, great. Hester, thank you very much.